السلام عليكم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إن الحمد لله. Our praise is surely due to Allah. نحمده. We direct our praise and gratitude to Allah. ونستغفره. And we seek His forgiveness. ونستهدي. And we seek guidance from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. ونتوبه إليه. And we turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in repentance. من يهدي الله فلا مضل له من يهدي الله فلا مضل له Whosoever Allah guides, none can lead astray. ومن يضلل فلا هادي له And whoever Allah leaves to go astray, none can guide. ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا And we seek refuge in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from the evil within ourselves. وَمِن سَيِّئَاتِ أَعْمَالِنَا And from the wrong and the bad amongst our actions. اللهم صلِّ وسلِّم وَبَارِكْ عَلَى عَبْدِكَ وَنَبِيِّنَا مُحَمِّدٍ Oh Allah, send your salutations, your peace and your prayers upon Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. وَآلَ آلِهِ وَأَصْحَابِهِ And upon his family and his companions وَكُلِّ مَنْ وَالَاهُ وَاتَّبَعَ هُدَاهُ And upon everyone who gave his allegiance to him and followed his guidance وَاسْتَنَّ بِسُنَّتِهِ And shaped himself according to his sunnah إِلَى يَوْمِ الدِّينِ From that time until the day of Qiyamah. Allahumma Ameen. O Allah, hear our prayer to continue. Dear Muslims, I remind myself first of all and you to fear Allah by abiding by His commandments, the obvious ones and the not so obvious ones. And then ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to forgive you for every misdeed, the one that you're aware of, and the one that you're not even aware of. And abstain from all his prohibitions. For this fear of Allah is the gateway to all good, while disobedience is the gateway to all evil. Beware of one standing with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and know that it depends on your faith and your conduct, and that your value before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is your faith and your good deeds, not your wealth and your strength. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَمَا أَمْوَالُكُمْ وَلَا أَوْلَادُكُمْ بِالَّتِي تُقَرِّبُكُمْ عِنْدَنَا زُلْفَى And it is not your wealth or your children that bring you nearer to us in position. إِلَّا مَنْ آمَنَ وَعَمِلَ صَالِحًا Except for the one who believes and acts deeds of righteousness. And this except here is in both of its meanings. Mina, come help me out. It's dialing back. The exception here is in both of its meanings. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, your property and your children is not that which brings you closer to us in position, except for the one who believes and does good deeds. So the first type of meaning of the exception is that it is belief and good deeds that gets you close to Allah, not wealth and children. And the second and more apparent meaning of this verse is that for the one who believes and does good works, his wealth and his children are indeed among that which gets him closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in position. Because if you have a child, let's try and dial the phone. If you have a child and you raise the child according to Islam, as we've repeated many times this hadith about the end of your deeds except three things, and one of those three things is a righteous child that makes dua for you. And if you have wealth and you use a portion of it for good and in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then that wealth is also yet another means of getting close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Good deeds vary in their reward. And likewise, the commendable characteristics such as honesty, which is actually today's topic. What are you doing? What's that doing there? Is it actually down? Such as truthfulness and honesty, which is actually today's topic. And generosity and hospitality and ease of character. These are the attributes of a Muslim. These are the attributes of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. For there was never a kinder person, a gentler person in word. It is said that the Ta'ifa, the rightly guided group among this ummah, will possess a sweetness that draws people to them. And we Muslims in this day, having strayed from our deen, we have lost all this sweetness, or most of it, with each other even, and especially with other people. So our Islam has become an Islam of nitpicking, and finding the faults of others, and envying others, and vying for power and position. And you can see this all over in this ummah. And this is a weakness. And this is even more true in many cases of those who come to Islam lately and recently, and particularly those who come from a culture such as this one, so completely devoid of these noble characteristics, so completely devoid, especially in the cities, of the sweetness of humanity, something that Islam should bring out in an individual. We are the da'wah. Our character is the da'wah. Da'wah is not pamphlets. Da'wah is not words. It is us. And this sweetness, when it's missing, we cannot function with one another, nor can we call others. So good deeds vary in their magnitude, and commendable characteristics outweigh one another in virtuousness and degree, in accordance with their general usefulness to their possessor and to this ummah and to mankind. Equally, evil deeds and deplorable characteristics increase their owners in punishment according to their harm. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم ولكل درجات مما عملوا. And for all there are degrees of reward and punishment for what they have done. وليوفيهم أعمالهم وهم لا يظلمون. That He, i.e. Allah, may fully compensate them for their deeds, and they will not be wronged in any way. Truthfulness is a noble characteristic that can only be possessed by people with sound hearts. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala enjoins us in His book when He says, أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وكونوا مع الصادقين. O you who believe, fear Allah and be among the truthful. Truthfulness reveals a person's sound upbringing, pure mind and good nature, while lying exposes a filthy mind and evil conduct. Truth is a savior of a person, while lying is his destroyer. The truth is admired and loved both by one's nature and intellect. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam enjoined on us the truth when he said, عليكم بصدق. Upon you is truthfulness at all times. فَإِنَّ الصِّدْقَ يَهْدِي إِلَى الْبِرِّ. For verily truthfulness leads to righteousness. وَإِنَّ الْبِرَّ يَهْدِي إِلَى الْجَنَّةِ. And righteousness leads to paradise. وَلَا يَزَالُ الرَّجُلُ يَصْدُقُ وَيَتَحَرَّ الصِّدْقَ حَتَّى يُكْتَبَ عِنْدَ اللَّهِ صِدِّيقًا. And a man will continue to tell the truth and to be fastidious in always seeking to be on the truth until Allah records him as a Siddiq, the most truthful. وَإِيَّاكُمْ وَالْكَذِبُ. And beware of all forms of lying. فَإِنَّ الْكَذِبَ يَهْدِي إِلَى الْفُجُورِ. for lying leads to moral depravity. وَإِنَّ الْفُجُورَ يَهْدِي إِلَى النَّارِ, and moral depravity leads to the fire. وَلَا يَزَالُ الرَّجُلُ يَكْذِبُ, and a man will continue to lie. وَيَتَحَرَّ الْكَذِبُ, and seeking out the means of lying. حَتَّى يُكْتَبَ عِنْدَ اللَّهِ كَذَّابًا, until he will be recorded with Allah as a perpetual liar. Allah promises a great reward for truthfulness in this world and the next. In this world, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala provides for those who are truthful a good standing, as well as the love of Allah and of Allah's creatures. A truthful person's words will be valued. People will feel safe from him and from his evil deeds, and he will be fair to himself and to others. He will not have one face one day or with some people, and another face another day or with some other people. He will be saved from the evils and calamities that afflict the liars. He will have peace of mind with no fears or worries. Hassan ibn Ali, may Allah be pleased with him and his father, narrated that he heard the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam say, دَعْ مَا يُرِيبُكَ إِلَى مَا لَا يُرِيبُكَ. Leave that which causes you doubt for that which causes you doubt for that which causes you no doubt. فَإِنَّ الصِّدْقَ تُمَأْنِينَ, truthfulness is peace of mind. وَالْكَذِبُ riba, and lying is full of doubt. A truthful person's end in this life is always a good one, as was indicated in the hadith of Ka'b ibn Malik, may Allah be pleased with him, when he was absent from the battle of Tabuk without excuse. He said, I told the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, O Messenger of Allah, I swear by Allah that if I were to be addressing any other powerful person in this world, I would have escaped his anger by bringing up excuses, for I am expert in argumentation. But I swear by Allah that I know that if I tell you a lie today in order to win your pleasure, Allah might cause you to be angry with me. But if I tell you the truth and you become angry with me, my hope is that Allah will therefore pardon me in the end as a result of my truthfulness. As for the reward of truthfulness in the hereafter, it is the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and a high degree in paradise, in which there are pleasures which no eyes have seen, no ears have heard, and no mind could ever imagine. In the Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, هَذَا يَوْمُ يَنْفَعُ الصَّادِقِينَ صِدْقُهُمْ, this is a day when the truthful will benefit from their truthfulness. لَهُمْ جَنَّاتٌ تَجْرِي مِنْ تَحْتِهَا الْأَنْهَارُ, for them there are gardens under which rivers flow. خَالِدِينَ فِيهَا أَبَدًا, therein forever and ever. رَضِيَ اللَّهُ عَنْهُمْ وَرَضُوا عَنْ, Allah is pleased with them and they are pleased with Allah. ذَلِكَ الْفَوْزُ الْعَظِيمُ, that is the great success. Also, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, وَمَنْ يُطِعِ اللَّهَ وَالرَّسُولَ فَأُولَٰئِكَ مَعَ الَّذِينَ أَنْعَمَ اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِمْ, whosoever obeys Allah and obeys the Messenger, these are with those upon whom Allah's favor has been granted. مِنَ النَّبِيِّينَ وَالصِّدِّقِينَ وَالشُّهَدَاءِ وَالصَّالِحِينَ, being among the prophets and the most truthful ones and the martyrs and all the righteous. وَحَسُنَ أُولَٰئِكَ رَفِيقًا, and these are the best of companions. Brothers and sisters in Islam, what is the essence of this truthfulness, this siddiq, for which Allah promises the greatest reward and salvation from torment? Truthfulness means to be sincere in both word and deeds. It also means conveying the message of Allah and His Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to mankind, to enjoin truthfulness, forbid falsehood, and state that which is in line with reality. Truthfulness is important in every context. Sometimes some of us don't understand the line between adab and lying. And what I mean by that is that if, la samahallah, a Muslim has something in his heart for another Muslim. When he sees that Muslim and when he doesn't, he should act contrary to what is in his heart. This is Islam, and this is not part of the line that we're talking about. So he is standing in the shoes of the one who gives salam first in the case of a boycott, by giving that Muslim his dues and even more, giving him salam. And if he's around people and others are not there, by resisting the temptation to speak ill of him, and in fact to speak well of him instead. This is not lying. But the person who has something in their heart and puts a smile on the face around before the person against whom they have something, and denies to themselves and others that there is a problem here, this is a lie. And this does not get the blessing of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala of the first case. For one who suppresses what is wrong within himself and says, as we say in every khutbah, I seek refuge in Allah from this evil within me, Allah will give him power over it. But one who lies just for some benefit or some political maneuver in this world, there is no blessing in that. And the disease in the heart will grow, and the gap between the phony smile and what is in the heart will get bigger and bigger. So on the exterior, these may seem similar. And some of us, when we see people of original Muslim culture, and we know very well there's a problem between them, and we see them smiling and shaking hands and eating dinners, our first thought is, two-faced. But it's not necessarily so. Two-faced is the one who does it for a scheme, and who does it with no intention of removing what's in their heart. But the one who does it for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it may look the same on the outside, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will cause it to bear fruit and remove what is in the hearts and bring the hearts together. But when we are liars, the hearts will never come together. The gap will just widen and the disease will increase. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, وَالَّذِي جَاءَ بِصِدْقٍ, and the one who came with the truth, وَصَدَّقَ بِهِ, and the one who believed the truth, أُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْمُتَّقُونَ, these are the people of taqwa. It is said that the first one, the one who came with the truth, means the Prophet ﷺ, وَصَدَّقَ بِهِ, and the one who believed in it, means those who followed him. And the Prophet ﷺ said, الْمُؤْمِنُ إِذَا قَالَ صَدَقَ, the believer, when he says something, he speaks the truth. وَإِذَا قِيلَ لَهُ يُصَدِّقْ, and when something is said to him, he believes it. Now what did this hadith just say? Are we going to say that, you know, the believer is naive and he believes whatever is said to him? No, that's not the meaning. The meaning is that a believer, first and foremost, and as far as possible, takes people at their word and gives people excuses. But the one in whose heart is disease, and we can see them among us anytime you want, just take a look and you will see them, comes to the wrong conclusion first, comes to the bad conclusion first. So if somebody says something, oh, he just wants to be heard. If somebody does something, oh, he just wants to be seen. And that's the opposite of the believer. The believer will never believe such a thing until there is no option left. Even if it appears that way on the surface, it will say, oh, hashadillah, that I would think such a thing about my brother. Inshallah, he means it. He's sincere in his action, and that's what I'm going to believe until I can't believe it anymore. So when somebody tells you something, as a believer, you take them at their word. But many of us, we're the opposite. That's the last thing we're going to believe, what the person is saying. We're going to believe every evil interpretation. And you can see us, you can see Muslims having this conversation all the time, many places. Somebody does something, oh, he just wants power. Oh, he just wants to do this. And this is the waswas of shaitan. Truthfulness in deeds is to worship Allah with sincere intention, honesty, love, and yaqeen, certainty. To abide by the way of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and to deal with Allah's creation with sincerity, compassion, and honesty. First and foremost with the Muslims. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in Surah Al-Baqarah, لَيْسَ الْبِرَّ أَن تُوَلُّوا وُجُوهَكُمْ قِبْلَ الْمَشْرِقِ وَالْمَغْرِبِ. It's not righteousness to face this way or that way It's not the specific deeds of Islam that are in themselves righteousness. وَلَكِنِ الْبِرَّ مَنْ آمَنَ بِاللَّهِ وَالْيَوْمِ الْآخِرِ. Rather, righteousness is he who believes in Allah and the last day. وَالْمَلَائِكَةِ وَالْكِتَابِ وَالنَّبِيِّينَ. And the angels and the revelation of books and the prophets. وَآتَ الْمَالَ عَلَى حُبِّهِ. And who gives of his property in spite of how much he loves it. ذَوِ الْقُرْبَى وَالْيَتَامَى وَالْمَسَاكِينَ وَابْنِ السَّبِيلِ. Gives to relatives and orphans and the poor and the stranded traveler. وَالسَّائِلِينَ وَفِي الرِّقَابِ. And for the one who asks out of need and for the freeing of captives. وَأَقَامَ الصَّلَاةَ. And they establish the prayer. وَآتَ الزَّكَاةَ. And give the zakah. وَالْمُوفُونَ بِعَهْدِهِمْ إِذَا عَاهَدُوا. And those who fulfill their promises absolutely when they promise. وَالصَّابِرِينَ فِي الْبَأْسَاءِ وَالضَّرَّاءِ. And those who are patient in times of hardship and harm. وَحِينَ الْبَأْسِ. And in the thick of battle. أُولَٰئِكَ الَّذِينَ صَدَقُوا. These are the ones who are truthful. وَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْمُتَّقُونَ. And these are the people of taqwa. Further, the origin of faith is truthfulness and belief, and we can therefore correctly state that truthfulness can be in sayings and it can be in deeds. Our righteous predecessors were the foremost adherents to the truth among all people in their relationship with their Lord and with their fellow human beings. Sa'd ibn Malik, may Allah be pleased with him, said, I once said to the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, O Messenger of Allah, Allah saved me through truthfulness, and it is part of my repentance that I will never lie again for the rest of my life. I swear by Allah that I have never seen anybody whose truthfulness in speech was tested by Allah more than mine was after that oath. I swear by Allah that I never intentionally lied since that day, and I hope that Allah will protect me from lying for my life. Also, Allah ascribed truthfulness to the emigrants from Mecca to Medina when he said, لِلْفُقَرَاءِ الْمُهَاجِرِينَ. For those impoverished migrators, الَّذِينَ أُخْرِجُوا مِنْ دِيَارِهِمْ. Who were expelled from their hometown. وَأَمْوَالِهِمْ. And from their property. يَبْتَغُونَ فَضْلًا مِنَ اللَّهِ وَرِضْوَانًا. Seeking only the mercy of Allah and His favor. وَيَنْصُرُونَ اللَّهَ وَرَسُولًا. And they came to the aid of Allah and His Messenger. أُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الصَّادِقُونَ. These then are the truthful. أَقُولُ قَوْلِ هَذَا وَاسْتَغْفِرَ اللَّهَ الَّذِيمَ لِي وَلَكُمْ فَاسْتَغْفِرُوا إِنَّهُ هُوَ التَّوَّابُ الرَّحِيمُ. That just happened right now. Go ahead. As-salamu alaykum. Do it again. Do it again. Bismillah. Okay. Okay. Move it off and back on, maybe. As-salamu alaykum. Alhamdulillah, wassalatu wassalam ala rasulillah. Dear Muslims, fear Allah, obey Him, and seek nearness to Him with all that which pleases Him, and staying away from that which displeases Him. Truth is behavior that Allah and His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam love. It is a characteristic whose virtues are recognized by all who are reasonable and wise. The Prophet of Mercy sallallahu alayhi wa sallam called for truthfulness along with sincere worship of Allah from the very beginning of his mission. Abu Sufyan, may Allah be pleased with him, narrated that Heraclius, the Roman Empire, asked about the Messenger of Allah. This is before Abu Sufyan was Muslim. What does he command you to do? So Abu Sufyan replied, he says, worship Allah alone and associate nothing with Him and abandon the statements of your forefathers. He also commanded us to pray, be truthful, remain chaste, and be kind to our relatives. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, إِنَّ الْمُسْلِمِينَ وَالْمُسْلِمَاتِ. The Muslim men and the Muslim women. وَالْمُؤْمِنِينَ وَالْمُؤْمِنَاتِ. The believing men and the believing women. وَالْقَانِتِينَ وَالْقَانِتَاتِ. And the obedient men and the obedient women. وَالصَّادِقِينَ وَالصَّادِقَاتِ. And the truthful men and the truthful women. والصابرين والصابرات and the steadfast men and the steadfast women والخاشعين والخاشعات and the humble and fearful of Allah men and likewise women والمتصدقين والمتصدقات and the men who give in charity and the women who give in charity والصائمين والصائمات and the men who fast and the women who fast والحافظين فروجهم والحافظات and those who preserve their private parts men and women والذاكرين الله كثيرا والذاكرات and those who mention Allah much men and women أعد الله لهم مغفرة وأجرا عظيما Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has prepared for all of those a forgiveness and a great reward. Therefore, endeavor to be among those who are truthful in speech and deed. For truthfulness is one of the ways to Jannah. Truthfulness does not bring about early death, nor does it prevent wealth, nor does it ruin one's business or one's interest. Dear Muslims, it is a part of truthfulness to keep away from treachery and deceit. And the worst form of lying is to lie about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Also, another of the worst forms of lying is to lie about Islam by ascribing to it that of which it is free, such as aggression and injustice, for Islam is the religion of mercy and compassion. And when you live as we do among a vast majority of non-Muslims, our actions are like our speech, and our actions must present to all those around us the best of Islam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said about His Messenger, وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَاكَ إِلَّا رَحْمَةً لِلْعَالَمِينَ And we did not send you except as a mercy to all of the worlds. Islam is the way of justice, equity and kindness. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, إِنَّ اللَّهَ يَأْمُرُ بِالْعَدْلِ وَالْإِحْسَانِ Verily Allah commands justice and good and giving, justice and good conduct. وَإِيْتَاءِ ذِي الْقُرْبَى And giving to relatives. وَيَنْهَى عَنِ الْفَحْشَاءِ وَالْمُنْكَرِ وَالْبَغِي And He forbids obscenity and all wrongdoing and transgression. This way of ours is the way of trustworthiness and sincerity. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, إِنَّ اللَّهَ يَأْمُرُكُمْ أَن تُؤَدُّوا الْأَمَانَاتِ إِلَىٰ أَهْلِهَا Allah commands you that you would render all trusts back to their rightful recipients. وَإِذَا حَكَمْتُمْ بَيْنَ النَّاسِ أَن تَحْكُمُوا بِالْعَدْلِ And when you judge between any people, that you judge always with justice and right. Therefore it is very disheartening that our deen of Islam is now being afflicted with those who invent a catalog of lies and attribute them to Islam. In this age, aggression, oppression, and this for that, tit for tat, no matter how wrong, are wrongly attributed to Islam. While Islam with its pure teachings, noble laws, and perfect injunctions, condemns, opposes, and prevents aggression, injustice, even as a repayment for injustice done to Muslims, and mischief that are aimed at innocent people, whether Muslim or otherwise. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, وَلَا تَعْتَدُوا إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يُحِبُّ الْمُعْتَدِينَ And do not transgress or commit aggression. Verily Allah does not like the aggressors. Therefore Islam is the religion of truth that enjoins all which is good and forbids all that is evil and everything that is harmful to mankind. Dear believers, إِنَّ اللَّهَ وَمَلَائِكَتُ يُصَلُّونَ عَلَى النَّبِيِّ Allah and even His angels send their prayers upon Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu sallu alayhi wa sallimu taslima. O you who believe, send likewise your prayers upon Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and your peace in abundance. Allahumma arina kulli haqqin haqqan warzuqna tiba'a. O Allah, show us every truth as truth and grant us the following of it. وارنا كل باطل باطلا وارنا اجتنابا وارزقنا اجتنابا and show us every falsehood as falsehood and grant us staying away from it. أقيم الصلاة. Turn off. الله أكبر. الحمد لله رب العالمين، الرحمن الرحيم، مالك يوم الدين، إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين، اهدنا الصراط المستقيم، صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. آمين. لله ما في السماوات وما في الأرض، وإن تبدوا ما في أنفسكم أو تخفوه يحاسبكم به الله، فيغفر لمن يشاء ويعذب من يشاء، والله على كل شيء قدير. آمن الرسول بما أنزل إليه من ربه والمؤمنون، كل آمن بالله وملائكته وكتبه ورسله لا نفرق بين أحد من رسله، وقالوا سمعنا وأطعنا غفرانك ربنا وإليك المصير. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الحمد لله رب العالمين، الرحمن الرحيم، مالك يوم الدين، إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين، اهدنا الصراط المستقيم، صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. آمين. لا يكلف الله نفسا إلا وسعها، لها ما كسبت وعليها ما اكتسبت، ربنا لا تؤاخذنا إن نسينا أو أخطأنا، ربنا ولا تحمل علينا إصرا كما حملته على الذين من قبلنا، ربنا ولا تحملنا ما لا طاقة لنا به، واعف عنا واغفر لنا وارحمنا، أنت مولانا فانصرنا على القوم الكافرين. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله.
What time do you tell them?
2:30. You ready to go?